America has more prisoners than any other country in the world. You cannot vote while you're in prison, and millions of people cannot vote even after they get out. But in 2009, Washington State restored that right to vote to its residents. So what does that mean to the people who are voting this year for the first time? David Hyde spoke with two of them.
You know how you get your ballot in the mail and maybe you throw it in with a pile of fall catalogs or bills and voting? Oh, yeah, I got to get to that. Well, that's not what it's like for Susan Mason. She anticipated her ballot this year.
I waited anxiously for that. And when I got it, it was a Saturday and I filled it out on a Saturday and I mailed it that Saturday.
Mason is driven to vote this year because it's her first time. Back in 2002, she went to prison. She was convicted of theft to support a drug habit.
I found a drug that completely took me out. It was methamphetamines.
Her crime? Stealing people's mail.
I was terrible at it, too. I totally was terrible at it. I'm the worst criminal ever. And I was caught, and I was convicted by the feds, and I went to federal prison for it.
Mason served 15 months. She actually says it saved her life because it helped her get off drugs. But she wasn't completely free. With a criminal record, it's hard to find a place to live or a good job.
And so this idea that I am sentenced to a lifetime of unemployment or sentenced to a lifetime of substandard housing is preposterous to me. And I had no voice to do anything to change that.
But in 2009, Washington State restored the right to vote to people who have served their time and are no longer on parole. And Mason says now she has a chance to vote for candidates that will fight for her and people like her.
To lead a life that's better than what we've got going on now.
Durrell Green is also voting for the first time in his life this year. He was born in Tacoma and later moved to Bremerton with his mom after his parents divorced. And he says with a traumatic family life and serious money struggles at home.
I kind of decided when I was a teenager, like, that I was not going to grow up and be that type of an adult. And ways to get money that were out of the box were introduced to me. And so I started doing those things. I started robbing people.
He was 14. A few years later, he went to prison. The crime?
Reached under my mattress, grabbed my Glock 40, put in my waist, walked outside, got picked up, drove to a house, went in there, put a gun in their face, and robbed them.
The charge was armed robbery.
I ended up going to prison the same month that I turned 18.
And that meant he never voted. Durrell was released 3 years later in 2005, and this year he plans to vote for the first time.
I feel like a citizen again. Like, my rights really are almost all the way restored. I pretty much can do everything anyone else can do except own a gun right now. So that kind of feels cool.
But what does it mean to him to be voting in 2016 for the very first time?
Well, with this being my first year voting, it's like there's no turning back now. You know, it's like a different level of responsibility. You know, I take voting seriously. You know, it's a right, and it's a right that can be taken away from you. And, you know, whenever you have something that's been taken away, you learn how to appreciate it way more.
In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.